Student loans.
Financial aid.
Scholarships.
According to the College Board, in 2012, the average in-state tuition charges $12,399 at four-year public institutions in New Jersey, and that's not even including room and board. This price tag is a shocking $3,744 above the national average. So, we pose these questions. Is college too expensive, and how will you go about paying for it?
This is Jessica Norville.
And Megan Fernandez,
WRPR News.
We are currently standing at the entrance to Ramapo College's archway where many students are passing by. Just think about it. How are they all affording to be here? Loans, working their way through school, and scholarships are all possibilities. According to CNN, college seniors who borrow money to finance their education now graduate with an average of $24,000 in debt. Student loan debt now tops credit card debt among Americans. Graduation is quickly approaching, and graduates will cross this very archway for the last time. How will they deal with this burden?
We decided to get the perspective of a former Ramapo College graduate and graduate administrator, Michael D. Bartolomeo.
Do you think that college tuition in America is too expensive?
I don't know that it's necessarily too expensive. I think on a flat level, I think it costs what it needs to cost to educate a student. I think what the difference is that you don't see those costs of educating yourself until you get to college. So, you know, although it may cost you $25,000 or cost the taxpayer $25,000 to educate you as a high school student or as an elementary or middle school student, you don't see that because that cost is defrayed. Do I think that some colleges cost more than they should? Definitely. But I do think that, by and far, a college education can be found for a generally good value.
How did you go about paying for your undergraduate education?
I did the way that most people do. I paid for it by taking out student loans, by utilizing financial aid, but being strategic and being informed about what it would cost me down the road and how long it was going to cost me to pay it back, and I'm still paying it back. And I got a job. I got a job on campus. I worked in admissions, and I worked in residence life, and I was a resident assistant, so I was able to get my housing covered for 2 years by taking jobs. So it's just about being strategic. Graduate, I was a combination of I paid most of it myself out of my pocket, and then I utilized reimbursement by being an employee. I was reimbursed for getting good grades, and then I did what I did for my undergraduate degree, which was use loans and use it to pay it back. But it's paid me back already in the 4 years that I've had a graduate degree.
And lastly, did the cost of your undergraduate education ever at any point make you fearful of going into graduate school?
Yeah. I'm not sure that it ever made me fearful. I knew that I was going to have to pay for some part of graduate school in loans, so I just kind of felt like, okay, I'm just going to do what I did in my undergraduate education. I'm just going to utilize loans, and then I'll pay it back. You know, would I have been happier if I didn't have to pay loans for my undergraduate and graduate together? Definitely. But, you know, 75% of what we borrow is loans for an education. So, you know, the thing is to just be wise with what you do and how you utilize that financial aid.
I'm Lindsay Lewandowski, and I'm a senior at Ramapo College.
Hi, Lindsay. What are some of the factors that play into your decision-making on grad school?
I think some factors are definitely that I'm tired of going to school, and I don't want to spend any more time in school or taking classes and stuff like that. I'm ready to go into the real world, and also definitely the money situation, the fact that I'm going to be graduating with loans from here anyway, that just be adding to that, and I don't really want to deal with that post-college.
I'm Katie, I'm 21, and I'm a senior at Ramapo College.
Do you feel like getting work experience is really an important thing before even deciding to go to grad school?
Yeah, I totally think that once you work, you'll really get a better understanding if that's, you know, what you want to study in grad school, and if you don't, it's better that you know now before you put yourself in more debt. And, yeah, at the same time, you can make money and start paying off your undergrad before you go into grad school.
Do you have student loans now for undergrad that you take out?
Yeah, well, I have a bunch, but my family's handling that for now, but once I graduate, they're going all in my name.
Speaking of financial aid, let's hear from Mark Singer,
the Director of Financial Aid here at Ramapo College.
The process to apply is through the FAFSA. Students file the FAFSA, and the FAFSA then determines at the undergraduate level whether they're eligible for federal and state grants as well as loans. But at the graduate level, there are no federal grants, so
okay.
That's clearly the biggest difference. The basic grant in the federal program for the undergraduate student is called the Pell Grant. Students at Ramapo and anywhere else around the country could get up to 50 in the 12-13 year that we're currently at. But the reality is, that's all fine and dandy for the undergrad student. The graduate student does not have that kind of access.
So then how does that work for the graduate student?
Basically, the graduate student relies on loans and institutional aid that the institution might provide in the form of a scholarship. Now, the loan amounts are greater at the graduate school level. They can borrow up to $20,500.
Right.
In graduate school, it's $138,500, which is quite a hefty sum that they can borrow through their career.
Though there are many ways to pay for college, the consensus seems to be that loans are the most popular payment method for higher education.
Also, if you're considering graduate school, it may be wise to consider waiting a year or so to think about whether that's the right decision for you, and at the same time, gaining work experience and money to pay back those undergrad loans. This is Jessica Norville
and Megan Fernandez,
WRPR News.